Look, there are lots of people who are either corporate or social friends of the Clintons and contributors to the foundation. And they have had meetings with Hillary Clinton, and they got access. They got access, many of them, because they were officials or they were had relationships with other think tanks or non-government NGOs, groups that do charities elsewhere, like the Gates family and others, Muhammad Yunus. This has been handled very sloppily, I think, and the firewall was not properly defined as well as it should have. There was a memorandum of understanding that was signed by both sides when Hillary Clinton was confirmed by the Foreign Relations Committee, by John Kerry and Dick Lugar, and people representing the White House, Valerie Jarrett, and also the Clintons, Bruce Lindsay. So they all agreed to the terms. They probably were not as careful as they should have been. There is nothing here that anyone has been able to determine that was illegal, Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump notwithstanding. The State Department says that no rules were broken, no ethical rules were broken, no laws were broken. It was all above board, that these people would have had meetings with her in any case. So it is like a political campaign. Do senators and Congress members accept phone calls from people who are their contributors before they hear from, you know, the average person? Yes. That is the way business is done in Washington. It's something Bernie Sanders and others have been, you know, campaigning against. And it's not illegal. It is certainly the old way of doing business, and it's not something that voters like, and it could hurt her at the polls.